Hi, I'm Jill Shaw, ESG and Sustainability Lead in A&L Goodbody. And today I'm joined by Stephen Quinlivan, a corporate and M&A partner who advises clients on a wide variety of corporate transactions across a broad range of sectors, to chat about some of the insights stemming from our ESG research report. For this report, we asked representatives from over 100 Irish businesses about their awareness and understanding of sustainability topics and related legislation. Due diligence was one of the topics that we covered. Stephen, in the context of M&A transactions, has there been much focus on ESG matters as part of the due diligence process?
I'd say to a large extent, Jill, it's sector specific. Like in certain sectors, there's very obvious ESG risks. If you look at sort of environmental risks and sort of chemicals businesses or sanctions risks in certain international businesses, there will be checks done on very obvious factors like that. But I would say, like more generally, that to an alarming extent, there probably isn't as much ESG diligence as you would expect. And I think a lot of that probably goes to the difficulty in diligencing some of the factors. If you look at things like sort of workforce culture and how employees are treated, there's no real metric to assess that. So you really need to get in behind the weeds, and there's a lot more work that would need to be done. Similarly, if you're trying to diligence a target company's business partners and see how they treat employees in foreign jurisdictions, again, it's just very difficult to do that. You can't look into a data room and there won't be data readily available. So I think some of it comes down to, you know, just the challenge in doing it, the information not being there. And I think there is still, to an alarming extent, a lot of focus on old school financial metrics. People are looking at margins, turnover, how profitable the business is. And ESG considerations, in a lot of respects, just don't feed into that. So the focus sort of remains on the financial factors to a large extent, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. And I do think that we are seeing specific sectors where, as you said, there has been a bit more of a focus to date. In our recent article, ESG Due Diligence, Are Businesses Asking the Right or Any Questions? You set out some examples of the types of questions that businesses should be asking to understand the real ESG risks that they are facing. Are there one or two that you'd highlight as being particularly relevant when conducting due diligence?
Yeah, I would say the social aspects are really important. Like when it comes to diligencing a workforce in particular, like it's not really enough to look at sort of traditional KPIs, how many employees you have, how much they're paid. I think to sort of understand the longevity and the value in a workforce, you need to really look at how they're treated, how management treats employees, what sort of opportunities they have. Is there enough diversity? Is there equality and promotion opportunities? Because if you don't really assess those things, the workforce just isn't going to be sticky. They're not going to be happy. And any target company, it's only really as strong and as profitable as its workforce and as its employees. So I think that's a key factor. It's a difficult one to diligence. I mean, people really need to get in front of people, speak to not just managers, speak to employees to really get a sense of that culture. It does take more time to do it and more effort. There are challenges sometimes in terms of people not being behind sort of confidentiality walls when these processes are taking place. But I think that is really a key factor because, look, the financial metrics can look okay, but if you don't have a happy workforce, it can be really damaging to long-term value. The other one I would suggest is that, like, sometimes a company that's claiming to do everything in terms of ESG is actually more dangerous than a company that's claiming to do nothing. Obviously, greenwashing is a very sort of topical issue. So to the extent a company is making very extravagant claims about what they're doing and how clean their business partners are, I think that does need to be checked very carefully. It can sometimes be more of a red flag than a company that's done very little. Like greenwashing, there will be criminal offences in a few years' time coming down the track. So that's probably another issue as well that does need a bit of focus. It's not enough just to look at sort of, you know, a policy or procedure in a data room. You really need to look at what's being done in practice and how things are being implemented or if they are at all.
Yeah, I think that's some really interesting points that you've made there, Stephen. So thanks for joining me today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you have any questions on the topic, please reach out to Stephen, myself, or check out the accompanying article on our website. Thank you.
Thanks, Jill. Good to speak to you.